You're the artist. This is just an encouragement to help you to understand that you don't need to dumb yourself down or downplay your gift or what God has put inside of you if you're a creative. I think sometimes parents or people in authority have kind of side played the creative children and creative teens, creative adults. And at some point in time in our lives as adults, we probably were sidetracked, side played because we were artistic. And you know, sometimes artistic kids are sometimes seen as really different or, you know, not really at its best and at our best. And I know now it's a little different because with social media, it's really putting a light and shedding a light on artistic people like beauty artists and stylists and artists and painters. But those of us that still feel kind of not good enough, just know that you are the artist, that God created you to do something special and to reach other people and to serve in your gift in that capacity. Sometimes I get reminded of little things in my life where I was creative and I felt just so overwhelmed with the love and support that I've gotten from other people. And just singing and dancing and writing, acting, all of those things. Like, it feels good to be championed and hooray'd, you know, by other people. Or like, you know, somebody says something about when people, your friends, power you or empower you when you dancing, and that you need somebody around you to be like, hey, like, that's your tribe, your A tribe. So I just want to encourage you today that you don't have to have the low self-esteem about, well, am I good enough? Is my gift good enough? Your gift will always make room for you. Just perfect it and make sure that you're positioned for it. You know, whatever it is that God has for you to come, be ready for that, because you are the artist. You are the one that God is calling to do the great thing that you're supposed to do in the capacity and at the place. Everybody has a specific place they'll go that they'll do, and they'll be great at that gift that God has called them to have and give to others. And you're special. Just know that you're not an afterthought. I think about how I believe in God, and I believe there is a God, because I look at the earth, I look at how it was formed, I look at the sea, I look at the birds, I look how babies are formed in the mother's womb. Like, there was a big God that created this whole earth. And whether you agree with that or not, I still believe it, because I look at it every day and I'm like, I couldn't have made this. You know, but I still have that same spirit in me to create. And my creator created everything, you know, and it just enlightens me to show me how creative and how artistic our God is. You know what I mean? So that should give you a big thing, like a big God created a big me so that I could do a big thing. And you were created to create. And so I want to encourage you. You are the artist. You are the singer. You are the dancer. You are the actor. You are the writer. You are the playwriter. You are the sitcom writer. You're the next you. You're not the next so-and-so. You're the next you, because you are you. And God created you to be you. All right? God bless.